competition, and how do you feel about, you know, how it's going so far?
Well, I mean, all the guys are working hard. We put a lot on their plates with regards to not only digesting our offense, but we ask our quarterbacks to make sure that we don't waste plays. We're an advantage-based offense. We like to, you know, make sure we're in the ideal play against certain defensive looks. So our guys have to be on top of it. They have to have a comprehensive understanding of not only what it is that we're trying to do, but they got to understand the opponent as well. So it's been a good camp up until this point. Should I say the OTAs have been very productive, and all the guys are working hard.
In a nutshell, what did you feel you knew about Robert Griffin when he came on board in March, and what have you learned about him since then?
Well, I knew that he was a smart guy, and he's very talented, and I feel the same now.
I was watching him last week. It seemed to me that some of his passes were slightly off the mark, a little behind, maybe a little low. Is he just from a year of not playing? Is this a result of that?
No. Robert's done a great job of doing the things that we've asked him to do, and ideally, we would like for all our quarterbacks to throw perfect passes on any given pass play. But, I mean, he's been effective. He's been accurate. He's been very much consistent in his ability to manage our offense. So we're good with where he's at right now.
Is Kessler, his ability to adapt to what you're doing and absorb what you're doing, is it better than you expected? Is it expected? Where he's at mentally with the offense?
Oh, yeah, he's a sharp guy. You know, he's right where we thought he would be at this point. You know, he's played a lot of football. You know, he's played a lot of football, of course, at the college level, but he played in a pro-style offense, and that's helped him to make the transition into our offense and into the National Football League. But only time will tell. You know, the game's going to be faster for him at this level than it was at the college level. But from a mental standpoint, he's ahead of the curve.
Given what happened with RG3 in Washington, was there extra effort you needed to make in terms of repairing or bolstering his psyche or confidence?
No, not at all.
There are no scars or anything that you can see from?
No, he's a football player and I'm a football coach, you know.
What is your understanding? Is Kessler available? Has he still got school or is he going to miss any more time?
You know, that's a good question. He is available. He missed a couple days for the NFL rookie premiere, but he is here today.
I haven't been in the league a while. You know the value of an experienced receiver, and you might wind up with a bunch of inexperienced receivers on the field. You know, what are the challenges you have to work through with working in rookies?
Yeah, you said it. They have a lot of work ahead of them, and they got to work, you know, throughout the summer. Between now and training camp, you know, it's their job to get with the quarterbacks and find a way to start to develop a better continuity. But it takes time, and it is a process. But our receivers coaches, you know, Coach Saunders and Coach Saunders, they've done a good job of really trying to make sure that our guys have the right perspective, and we do have a plan in place to accelerate that learning curve for all of the young receivers that we have.
In this group, Pryor might almost pass for a veteran. Is there some veteran element in him helping the younger guys simply because he's been in the league for 4 or 5 years?
Yes, and not only is he a guy that's been around for a while, but he has some experience in this offense. He's been very helpful for all those young wideouts in the receiver room.
It seems like when you're out in team drills, from what we've seen, very little time between plays. It's almost like you're operating with the play clock. Is that the theory on the OTA practice?
Yeah, without sharing too much information, it is our plan to put pressure on our opponent's defenses and just to make sure that, you know, not only are we a unit that will execute at a high level, but ultimately we want to wear our opponents down.
Even on the practice field, is that practice makes?
Oh, yeah. You have to rehearse the things that you plan on doing during the season. So, yes.
Do you use a play clock? We just don't see it.
No, it's a play clock out there.
Oh, there is?
Yeah, we have play clocks in both end zones.
How does the running back talent match what you guys would like to do with the running game?
Yeah, we have several guys that not only can run the ball, but we challenge our running backs to be able to play without the ball. And but you really won't know until we put the pads on during training camp and during the preseason. You know, you get a better feel for our guys' run instincts, you know, in particular with the schemes that we plan to employ. So we'll have a better feel after the preseason starts up.
Seems like the plan heading in, you know, after signing RG3 was for him to come in and be the starter and win this job. Does it still, if you had a crystal ball, does it still look like he's on pace to do that, or are these guys legitimately coming through to really press him for the job?
Oh, no, he's here to compete with the other guys. All right, for an opportunity to lead this football team and be the starting quarterback for this franchise.
With Coleman, the team drafting him in the first round, what were the aspects of him that got you on board with him as a first-round draft pick?
He can score the ball. He can score the football, and I mean, that's so important for any offense. But we need guys that can score the football, that can create their own yards after they catch the football, And we need playmakers. You know, we need guys that, without calling the perfect play, you know, if they get an opportunity to get the ball in their hand, they can get more than what's prescribed. So he is a playmaker. He's explosive. And I think we all saw, and it's well documented, that he is a guy that can score the football.
How do you see Josh McCown fitting into this whole quarterback?
Oh, no, Josh is great. You know, he has field credibility not only just in the quarterback room but throughout our locker room, and you know, it's always been beneficial, and just in my experience, to have veteran guys around. That they've been a tremendous resource, and he's been a tremendous resource, should I say, not only for our quarterbacks but for our entire team. And but he's competing, you know, with the other quarterbacks to have a right to be the starting quarterback.
I'm sure there are a million coaching points you can go through with your quarterbacks, but what's the main one you've been harping on with Robert as he tries to, you know, come back after not playing last year?
Well, the theme with all our quarterbacks is we have to be great decision makers. We have to score the ball and protect the football.
Pretty good. Oh, let me just ask real quick. How do you, I mean, you've probably been through a lot of quarterback competitions before. Do you ever get concerned about them dividing the team?
No. I think in time, it all takes care of itself. You know, once we, you know, continue through the off-season program and get into training camp, you know, whenever our head coach decides that, hey, this guy or one particular guy is a guy, everybody will rally around that guy, you know, because at the end of the day, we all want to win games.
Alex Mack and Mitchell Schwartz, and you said this is strength of the offense.
Right.
Hoping we can bring those guys back. With them gone, how do you feel about the line? Is it a big question mark in your mind?
No, nothing has changed. You know, Joe Thomas, Joel Bitonio, Cam Irving, he stepped up. Alvin Bailey, you know, we've had guys that, you know, that have played good football in the past. You know, Greco, of course, that are still showing that they can play football the way that we're going to want them to play football at a high level. But once again, once we get to training camp and put football pads on, we'll have a better feel for all those guys.
Chris Faber mentioned that Corey Coleman is working on returning punts. Is there any concern that, you know, if he has to kind of learn to do that at the NFL level, that could slow him down as far as his learning curve as a receiver?
No, you don't learn to catch and return kicks at the NFL level. Either you can do it or you can't. You know, the instincts that you got to have, as well as just the overall skill set, that's something that that I'm sure that Corey can do, and he's probably done it in the past. But that's not my area of expertise. But he's a talented kid, and he's a guy that can score the ball. So however we can get the ball in his hands, you know, returning kicks, you know, throwing screen routes, throwing post routes, we know that he'll score.